with, so you're gonna have to just bear with me while I just like re-familiarize myself with it, yeah. because it's something I've trained on but I've not used in a while. And oh god, she had every problem under the sun. Like, her computer just crashed out on her when she was putting software on there. She then had to go to her friend to borrow their computer, which meant that she had to borrow their camera as well, which is not what she uses. She uses Nikon, they use Canon. Oh, she had every problem you could possibly imagine.
It's horrendous when it happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, you're on.
Hi.
Sorry, it's this little button that I need to press. Right then, all I need to do is I'm going to sit in the background, nothing, and yeah, I'm not here. Just say who you are, just very briefly, just you know, Mel, whatever, it doesn't matter, and do exactly what you've just been doing.
Okay.
What do you want us to talk about? And how long for?
As long as you want, and there's whatever you want. I'll when I get bored or you get bored, you walk away. Just do it. That's it.
After you.
Okay, I'm Mel. I run an organisation called Run For It, where we organise 5K and 10K fun runs, charity runs, to raise money for local and national charities. We don't chase UKAA licensing because we don't want to have time restrictions, age restrictions. We just want everyone to come along and have a lot of fun. And they do. Most people come along in fancy dress. At the finish line, they get a medal, they get free beer, free Prosecco, they get free cake, and everyone has a right old laugh. I also run a company called Life More Lovely, doing t-shirts, branding, all that kind of stuff, personalised stuff.
You just took, so I'm going to jump in here. What were you talking about a bit earlier on?
I don't know what we were talking about.
Me,
we've breathed since then.
we ate something and had a cup of tea since then.
Dementia.
Yes, we were talking about my name is Lexi. We were talking about a friend of mine who works with people with dementia and the possibility of sorting out an event for that for this summer. She works with people that are, she does several groups throughout the week up in the top of Sheffield, and she also does a young dementia clinic as well. She's done a lot of speeches and other stuff about dementia to try and help raise awareness and just help people that are living with people with dementia. So we're trying to get together to sort something out. So we were talking about the possibility of having a race for
that. Oh, we'd absolutely love to get on board with that. My stepmum's in the last stages of dementia, so I have a very vested interest in all things dementia. And to be involved and organise a kind of family fun day event would be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, well, another thing that we connected over, the fact that my grandma is going through the same thing. Yeah. So it's something that's close to both of us. And we were also talking about the possibility of me helping out with the warm-ups, as I'm actually a jive and lindy hop dancer in my spare time. So we thought that might be quite fun.
Yeah,
get some
so
of the old
have
music in there. Yeah, it'll be amazing.
We'll have jive for a warm-up. And what we're going to try and do is integrate it with our craft beer canter. So every 500 metres along the route, we're going to have a table run by one of the local breweries giving out free samples of beer. So we can have a huge amount of fun. Yes. Obviously, we'll have to have soft drinks for the grown-ups.
Yes. The responsible grown-ups. Not counting myself as one of those, I'm not going to lie. But yes, that's something that we've been talking about today, because I'm wanting to get a little bit more involved with charity work on the side of what I actually do.
Yeah, we can do a charity raffle at the finish line. Mm-hmm. We could... all the local breweries have said that they will send a runner as well. And I've said that I will do them a branded T-shirt, a running vest for their runners. Mm. So I think it's going to be enormous fun. We'll have a free barbecue at the finish.
Yes, sounds amazing. So, I have some friends that work for a couple of gin companies as well. And
wicked!
Yep, so we can get them. And they're from Nottingham as well, so it's local. So
that would be amazing!
Yeah, so I'll have a chat with a couple of those people. And I also know some of the girls that work within Milestone Group. So
We could have a gin gym.
Yeah.
A gin gym?
Oh,
what an idea!
A gin gym run! Oh, gin gives me the worst hangover. This is going to be dangerous.
Stay drunk!
Oh, dear. This is spiralling. Oh dear.
There's enormous potential there.
Yes, definitely. And you know, it, we could get so many different local organisations involved in that as well. You know,
yeah, we can. So nice. Our event booking people have said that they will promote the craft beer one to every single running club within a 90-mile radius. So we're looking at an awful lot of people coming along there.
Yeah.
Huge potential for raising awareness,
yeah,
and money for dementia. I think that'd be amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's a case of that, because I'm personal friends with Natasha, the girl that does all that work. It's a case of she's sort of come to me and said, I don't have these contacts, please help me. And she knows that I do a lot of networking for the work that I do during the week, so she's just hoping that I can connect her a little bit better. So I think that it's going to be
really
good. We can
call it the gin bunny.
Gin bunny.
The gin bunny race.
You are just overflowing with ideas today.
I love it.
It's amazing. I think that'd be a really, really good idea. Benefits of me doing a lot of networking, like I said, I've got a lot of people that I can sort of hopefully put us in touch with or see who wants to get involved, really. But I do think that it is one of those things that touches a lot of people's lives, so
I think so very much.
Yeah. So yeah, that'll be amazing.
Why is it so prominent?
Dementia.
I can't remember the stats. I used to know the stats, but it's something that touches so many people, and I think it goes under the radar of an awful lot of care organisations. My dad, who's 76, has been the only carer for my stepmum since she was diagnosed, and she fought diagnosis for years. We all knew something was going on, but she would not go to the doctor to be diagnosed, and it was because she'd seen her mother die from Alzheimer's, and she didn't want to be firmly diagnosed as that's the way that she was going to go. So she fought diagnosis for a very long time, then she fought treatment, now she just fights my dad. He's 76, he's fit but getting frail, and he just takes abuse 24/7. She's totally incontinent. He's got to get up every 3 hours during the night to change pads. She's not mobile. She falls. She's currently in hospital because she fell, and even the paramedics who came could not lift her. It's taken 3 nurses to get her out of bed in the mornings, and Dad's been doing that all on his own for years and years. There's no help available.
It's very, very
limited. It's very, very difficult to find help. It's very expensive to find help. And it's something that most people just struggle with because there's a massive stigma.
See, in a way, I think that I'm sort of lucky because I actually used to work. I worked with young ladies with learning difficulties, but I also worked with some older people with learning difficulties. And not a lot of people realise, but if you have Down syndrome, once you get past a certain age, it becomes inevitable that you will develop dementia.
Yeah.
So I had a few people that I worked with that had developed it because of their age. And I worked with a couple of ladies who'd done a lot of work in that area, so I knew from a working perspective coping mechanisms. So when it was my nan, the rest of my family, you know, they're sort of really trying to come to terms with it. They have no idea what they're doing. They're stumbling their way through it. Whereas for me, it's not easier, but it's more of a process, and I know what's coming next because I've seen it before, and I know how to make those things easier on myself because I know how to help her, how to keep her in higher spirits and things like that. But for my family, they can't disassociate with it the way that I can.
No, that's right. And for most people, they're dealing with it and they don't know the different stages. They don't know what to expect.
They just see the person they love flickering in and out.
Yeah.
And that is the hardest thing, seeing a piece of them and then it disappears.
Your I should be butting in here, but on the basis you said it's expensive, so all this money you're going to raise, everybody's going to have a lot of fun mucking around in there, running.
Yep.
And stuff. So, how do they see the money? Where does it go? How can you can convince me if, or not, but if I've, you know,
okay,
I need a tenner to go and find something.
In real terms, okay, you've got somebody who is completely incontinent, can't walk, needs help at home. They can get help at home. Adult social care can organise that, but it costs upwards of £18 per hour for one person to visit. Now my stepmum currently has people coming in four times a day because that's what adult social care says she needs. So that's nearly £80 per day that my dad and my stepmum have to fund, because it's not funded by the NHS.
Okay.
She gets a little bit of attendance allowance, but the highest rate for that is £300 a month. Now that only looks after almost 4 days of care per month, and then they've got to fund the other so 27 could, themselves.
Could your run fund your dad? I'm talking about, you know,
one run could fund radar. Yeah, one run could take the heat off probably two or three families.
Yeah.
Could you identify them? I mean, could you just say, right, here's £100, we've just raised this?
See, putting it into things. See, my friend that runs these groups, she runs groups up at Stradbrook, and she does them, I think it's 3 or 4 days a week. She does them during the lunch times, and then she also does the Young Dementia Clinic, which is, I think she is the only one in Sheffield for Young Dementia Clinic. So putting funding into groups like hers as well, it gives respite for families. They can go and they have somewhere to take their loved ones, and people that have those skills that we've been talking
absolutely
about.
Absolutely vital.
And they can go and talk to those people, and they can be honest and say, I don't know what I'm doing, I need help. And these people are people that have worked in those areas like I did, that understand how these stages work, and they can say, okay, when this is happening, try this. When this is happening, try that. Have you tried listening to really old music that they loved with them? Because the difference in the way that they behave as a person and their feelings and emotions from one song, it can take them right back. They can remember every lyric, no matter how much of that person is gone. Mm-hmm. It's like they are back in the room for those 5 minutes, and it can be the difference between them having an awful day where they cry all day and throw things at you, and them deciding they want to dance with you and telling you how beautiful you are and how much they've missed you. And that sort of, those associations and learning those coping mechanisms can make a huge difference to families on a day-to-day basis.
Wouldn't it be good if one run could fund some kind of an outreach service or some kind of a local group that we could organise to put on maybe a once weekly or a twice weekly event, something like that, with a lunch club and a tea dance or something.
Yeah, exactly.
One run could do that
quite
feasibly.
And it would take, targeting.
I mean, you take and the I, burden you, off so many people.
Yeah, you run, I run, you know. I was listening to the London Marathon for the weekend, and they're obviously all primed, including the winner, Kipchoge. He said he was primed. Did you hear him? I didn't in the interview after. Says,
no, I didn't.
I'm really here in London today because the billionth pound is going to be raised.
Oh yeah,
marathon.
Yeah,
and
that's
thought,
right.
Wait a minute, that's a classic one, isn't it? Yeah, the billionth pound.
Well, they're all paid, aren't they? The elite athletes are paid thousands of pounds to go and run the race.
Yeah. Exactly. So they've got no, you know, it's a completely different thing. I'm just intrigued. I have one statistic which I'll throw out there.
Go on.
£1 billion has been raised, of which £200 million has been spent.
Mm. So, ouch,
exactly.
So where's the rest of it?
It's 30 years, you tell me. So I'm just really intrigued. It's, you know, if I were to like your dad sat there, it's costing him £80 a day, you know, and he can't
which
afford,
no they they can't afford it. What they've had to do is sign over the deeds of their house to adult social care, who from now on in will foot the bill. But when the last of the pair dies, i.e. my dad, adult social care will then own the estate and we'll use it to pay the bills. My dad fought in the Falklands War, for heaven's sake. You know, he's fought for his country. Why is his country not trying to look after him and his wife? It's so wrong.
So can we do it ourselves? Why do we have to?
Why do we have to do it ourselves?
Structures?
We shouldn't have to, but we do.
But no, I was saying, you do your running.
Yeah.
Let's see that money, you know, the £10 raise goes straight into. Yeah, you can almost put pictures up saying this is supporting this. This is
yes, you can, and maybe I need
dad
to do that when when
rather than just sort of kind of
let's have pictures on the big banners of people that it's actually helping. I think that's a fabulous idea.
Just give you a thing, you know,
well, it brings it home that it's real people,
people actually getting real help.
You hear all the time, oh, we're fundraising for cancer care, we're fundraising for
that's it. You have no idea where the money goes to. You
say, here is an actual person that we want to help with this money.
Yeah.
This person, this is their life, this is the way things are, and we want to help.
This is the difference that we are making to these real people.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I think we've got suckered into this old idea that, you know, we can feel part, you know, the tick, what I call tick, sort of generation. I like this, I like that. Anybody can do that, but they're not doing anything at all, and not actually contributing. So why don't we get people to do things, you know, really meaningful locally? You're talking about your friend, you say, was she a volunteer or did she get paid for it?
I think that she's mostly volunteer. Natasha, she's an amazing person. She herself is in a wheelchair, and she does an amazing amount of work for charity. And I mean, she's out with her carers all the time, like in and out of her van. And I mean, it's difficult enough for her on a daily basis, but she has literally dedicated her life to helping other people. She's an amazing person.
Well, that sounds fantastic. For, to me, I'd be happy to put my tenor towards her rather than sticking it into something that I do as this sort of thing.
She does.
Absolutely, because then it's got some kind of personal relevance. Yeah. It's got context, hasn't it?
I feel better for it. Yeah. But I've actually done something.
Yeah.
And these sort of ideas. So these are this sort of things, and we're already up to 15 minutes. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You can do it. This, you know, I'm not kidding. Just, we're going to throw these things out there, and I'll think you'll be really surprised. I think just how come out. We're going to do it in about a couple of weeks, and they've got about 20 odd things at the moment, and just see what you think. Anyway, but if that's it, you're in the LCI.
Fabulous.
Just any thoughts?
No.
Great.
No?
I know you're looking at me and say, "Why is that?"
Fine. Don't worry about it. My office is not far. It's only Abbeydale Road, so it'll be okay. It's not a problem.
So mine's in Chapel Town.
Yeah, I've got some leaflets I've got to sort out.
Yeah, no, it's great. Brilliant stuff.
Right. Call me.
Yes.
You've got my number. Let's talk and let's get something organised. Mm-hmm. The
I will have a chat with Natasha and we'll work out what's going on.
I'm loving the idea of a gin bunny stop. Because my husband always does the halfway mark water station. He always does it in fancy dress. It's always fairly wild. And if he had a gin bunny gym at the halfway mark, he'll get dressed up as a rabbit. It's fine. He doesn't care.
Oh, we can get him as Roger Rabbit. How funny would that be?
Yeah, absolutely. And doing the whole Mr. Motivator thing. Yeah, it's great. I mean, And if we have the breweries all the way along the route as well, that's one massive family fun day social.
Yeah.
We can get flyers printed between your contacts and my contacts.
Yeah.
We can get a shitload of flyers out there.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we've already got free publicity, so all I need to do is go home and do the artwork for it, get it up and booked, and then we can get cracking on it. Fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Done.
Amazing.
I'm going to stop you now.
Thank
you. I've got
you.
That last bit in as well. So. Oh, it's still going. Oh, what a joke.